Street number 2, August the 29th, 1993. Thank you, Commander.
Well, that's about what you're ready to do with his work. And this is what God will not allow to have happen to his people. His sold, believing people. When you talk about evacuation, it is not to evacuate all my enemies. Come on, people. Just suddenly it's love thy neighbor while that one's still, you know, with the bullet halfway between his gun and your head. There are many places for these souls to go. In my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. Who was he talking to? He wasn't talking to Satan and his troops. He was talking to his people. Well, I want to tell you, as a host of God, we have prepared a place for you. And if you think I am going to get my deadly enemy on board my craft while my people do not all make it, think again. It won't happen. And when a preacher gets up to that pulpit and says, oh, we are all going to rapture because we're from the United States and we are nice people. We just voted in that it's all right to be gay and have AIDS and spread it, and I mean, it's just everything is all right. We are just so good. Well, I don't know what you guys are going to do, and you have a right to stay with that if you want it. But I am going to be hightailing it out of here with a very bright, shiny ship with my people on board. And I need a lot of you full of Giandriano so you can make it up and down that damn light beam. Because that is ascension. Otherwise, you're going to get ascended and it's going to be in a blast like you cannot believe. And you're going to have a long time to think about trying to find the rest of yourself. I am just looking for myself. I'm trying to find myself. Well, some of you haven't made it back together yet, I think. Anybody who wants to sit and argue mysticism and mystery with me, oh, Dharma said, no way, Jose. No way, Jose. A lot to say about that, too. God is mystery. Life is mystery. Viva la mystery. This is what it is about. Expression, experience. But mysticism is BS. That is something you conjure out of this conscious mind. This is where you build your monsters or your goodness. Well, I heard that. I mean, Jerry Falwell was the one who said, number one, I am a Zionist and proud of it, and I cannot wait for the temple to be built in Jerusalem and our rapture. What in the world does he mean? Ah, but it said Solomon's temple will be rebuilt where it once stood. That is the dome of the rock upon which sits a mosque. Oh, well, just go kill all those little suckers. Put my temple right here, and oh, I am a Zionist, and now we can have our rapture. You want to bet? You've just murdered all these people. Oh, I see. It's sacrifice in the name of God. No, it's murder in the name of Satan. And that's all right if that's what they want to do. But I'm sorry, Mr. Falwell, you cannot swim fast enough to catch my ship when you change your mind that it wasn't such a good idea. And it's certainly not a good idea to tell all those innocent followers who are searching for their salvation to lie to them. And lots of people come through that door over there to one of these non-meetings and walk out just miffed because I didn't say, come unto me and I will tell your fortune. And I will make sure that it's bright and joyful. I am not in that game. I am not doom and gloom because I tell you, you come walk with me. And it is glory. You don't have to sit cross-legged and do anything to ascend. I take my Gondriana, take the mystery out of it. And the mysticism. And then you'll be ready. Anybody want to guess why so many of those nice Tibetan monks live so long and do so well at levitation, etc.? Because the little Drions. We're going to get down there where we call them Drias and Drills pretty soon. Because we have to play with everything on your place to make it acceptable. It was never taken away from them. And as they will go into their sanctuaries and their monasteries for study, they make sure they get it. And then through the mind, directed properly, you can do anything. And that's why when you go on the program, it's wonderful that you're listening to the tapes, but we have healing tapes. We have one on one side that will allow you to find out where you need the help, and on the other one, it tells the little Drills to go there and clean her up. So that if you can't do that mentally yourself, which I don't know of anybody who really can, Dharma can, you set aside the consciousness, I can talk, but the moment she starts giving herself instructions, she's back again, isn't she? Trying to think of what to tell herself. You have to use the tools that are provided. It's too bad if you don't like the human element through which we work. But you're kind of stuck with that too. I want some of you to remember back when we all had a good chuckle about Ronald Reagan saying we should team up, us and Russia, Mr. Gorbachev, to fight those guys coming from outer space. Now that slipped through, and some of you saw it. When he said that, he was shaken, visibly shaken. And, of course, there was a lot of talk of Star Wars, and they knew they weren't going to be able to do anything to anybody coming. Well, it didn't matter, you see, whether that be cosmospheres, cosmodromes, or aliens from outer space. They're not little gray ones out there. They're very big, tall, lighted ones. And you see, one group came, and the captain of that ship met with a little bit of his crew, with Mr. Reagan. Let's just form a little treaty here, Mr. Reagan. We've met with others, and now we're down to you. Why do you think that Russia wasn't particularly worried and Mr. Reagan was making this announcement? Well, let me tell you what happened. One craft got into some pretty serious trouble. There was also a need for the bringing on board. It's not a need, really, but it was something we could barter with. So we will work it out with you, hierarchy of Earth. You got a lot of water. You got oceans full of it. Doesn't have to be fresh water. We don't need your, you know, purification systems. We've got that. We will swap you peace, etc., etc., for water. How about that, Mr. Reagan? Good deal. Good deal. I'll meet with my, you know. Treaties were drawn up, and the minute the alien signed, they tried and did take him into custody. All the other ones in the landing crew got away except this one. He said at the time, "You don't want to do this, sir. You really do not want to break this treaty. All we want is a little water, and you promised it. Well, you're not going to get it." And so they shipped this one off to prison, where he could be adequately studied. And, of course, they tore up the treaty, and they said, "We will honor nothing. This is your nation. You are a chosen nation." As they took the commander through the door, he turned around and he said, "I will get you. You are through. This whole evil network of you mongrels are through. I will see to it." And guess what? In 2 days, he vanished. And remember, I told you that we don't send landing parties to your summits and things anymore. Because there was Corton Soltec and myself, and they tried to take us into custody. Well, they were dealing with a little higher form of energy, and all we had to do was dissolve it in their hands. And since then, there have been many, many, many encounters, mostly in this method. When we need to appear, we appear, and they might even perceive us sitting there, sort of like little Gondrianas all clumped together, sitting there in a nice human form, but if you reach over to grab a hand, it ain't there. That was a very valid warning. Angry God, you better believe it. The most wonderful, wonderful creation ever given to this species of man was given in the form of this living planet. Over and over and over again, you destroyed. But that's the game, because this is an illusion. This is a playground. This is a dream working. And you've got to figure out how you get off your dream working. How do you get off this rerun of this play? How do you get off the stage? Obviously, you need to make another transition or two, don't you? Just to get off of this one. Your planks are worn out, for goodness sakes. You fall through the stage every time you do an act. It's time for new curtains. They're musty, old, and diseased. You're a fire trap. And your mother has been rebirthing herself. But this one that's destroyed also, if it's not blown away, must be nurtured. And that's something for the ones who are paying their debt to do. God's people who paid and do their service will go to the radiance of the new, where you can play in the new technology. And you pilots, you know, who would love to go tinker around in a Piper Cub, can tinker around in a Vamina. Why do you cling to this old? Because you're scared. They have convinced you that all there is, really, is this human experience. They have lied to you about everything in this experience. All those wonderful, ecstatic things. You wear yourselves to a frazzle till you have to drink, you have to drug, you have to do whatever. But this is supposed to give me such pleasure. For how long? Until you catch age? What? What? Oh, well, I mustn't look within, or I really become restless and distressed. Well, the choice is yours. You see, it's been long enough now. How long have I been lecturing here? When did we start? First book? One book, one story to launch it all in 86. And was that the spring of 87?
Mm-hmm.
The winter, January?
Yes.
With zebra poop?
Yes.
And then a long hiatus here. And then intensive training until the July of 89. And since then, 80 volumes. So don't come to me saying I don't know. If you don't know, that's your fault. Well, but if you just told us we have 80 volumes worth, what is that, 160,000 pages? There must be 1,000 tapes. And sometimes I keep you 5 hours. I'm talking about sets off. This little lady's been busy. And almost anybody can throw almost anything they want at her. You see, she dies, she doesn't stay dead. But it's really an inconvenience to her. And once they, oh, now that is too much. I was doing okay till you said that. Dr. Young, would you like to comment on what happens when your heart stops? Just get up and just make a little statement.
Well, it usually happens when I'm sitting at the computer working on the contact.
Oh, so? Why?
Something like Ray Rennick spilling in the beans or let's see, when we ran the... what the railroad doing, the railroad our country into their hands, little items like that that nobody knew about. And what will happen is my heart will start missing beats. They're able to pulse it at the right rate. There are two nodes in your heart. One's called the sinoatrial node, and the other one's called the atrioventricular node. And there's a pulse, electrical pulse, that will travel from the one down to the other, and then it spreads around the outside of the heart. When that signal spreads around there is when the heart muscle contracts and squirts blood out to keep you going. Well, they know exactly when to pulse that to stop it. So I sit there with the heart sitting in idle. I can feel the pulsing, but nothing's happening. And I'm talking to him saying, you got about 4 or 5 more seconds before the oxygen is gone and the blood is in my brain, so do something quick.
When it really gets interesting is when they watch this and you've only got 4 or 5 more seconds. Please don't do anything. You see, after you've gone through this and through this and through this and you're trying to get a job done, pretty soon you know what it's like over there aboard ship, watching this interesting play going on in front of you. But some part of you says, well, I sure haven't finished my job yet. On the other hand, let them have it, you know. And you begin to count down. Dorma begins to count down. She'll say, okay, grandfather, 5, 4, you know. They have hit her so hard, they have knocked her unconscious, dead, into a chair that rolls, fortunately, because they don't just stop the pulsing. They continue, you see, but they can only do it in a straight beam in front. So it knocks her out of the line, you know. It's an incredible experience when you join this team. I didn't say group, I said team. And it's a hell of a lot of very, very hard work, a lot of discipline. You hear a lot of things you didn't want to hear, almost everything. And you can't do all those wonderful things that you had trained yourself to do. What do you mean I've got to learn what God's laws are, really? Well, I don't care whether you learn it or not, but if you're going to be on the team, it's nice if you know it because you're going to get your head knocked. We have acceptable types of behaviors if you want to play with us. I didn't say you have to change a thing. But if you want to play in our game with us, you were born with these rules. I don't have to tell you what they are. Oh, but I don't know. I just went over to that chair. I don't need to tell you what they are. You know right from wrong. You are born with it. And in these final days, you know. Well, but I think it's really nice to allow. Go ahead. God allows. The only difference is you are not going to be able to choose what happens to you. You're going to have to make your choices now. God can allow right up to and right on through. So can you. But you'll be left while you're making up your mind. Does that mean that you disallow and you start throwing? Absolutely not. As far as I am concerned, Epton, everybody can do whatever they do. But I am remiss as a teacher and a messenger to tell you how to get off of this place if I lie to you and tell you, oh, well, it doesn't matter. We're just going to rapture you off anyway, darling. It won't happen. And I will have betrayed not your trust. I will have betrayed myself and God. I didn't come down here to play around in that kind of a game. I didn't come down here to be popular like Rumsa. I came down here to tell you how to get home. And I came down to offer the way. The way showers are always brought forth. I have to show you the way within the laws of the land, within the regulations of the watchers. I have to teach you how to manage your business so you can stay alive long enough to get over here to make the choice. I have to point out what rules and laws they have made for themselves that you might use to survive here, financially and otherwise. But I can only tell you, other ones of you must structure it, but you must structure it so perfectly that it stands even the scrutiny of their own criminal element. Well, doesn't that get mean and nasty and hateful? Oh, yes. All eight of the ongoing motions of litigation just trying to get the journals back just drags on cut and dried cases over gold theft and books sitting over there. The attorneys and the judges have managed to keep this going now for how long? Months and months and months, and with the property, years and years and years. That is debilitating. I didn't say that it's not, number one, the best lessons you will ever have gained. And it is a superb training ground for our attorney who will soon be able to go out there like a Jerry Spence and save your ass. Your life. It's a time of growing and maturing. You don't have a lot of time left. But it seems like it has... What? How come we're to here? Look how far you come from the Stone Ages, my friends. To even be here discussing the choice of God or evil. Every breath is a choice. Every breath is a lesson to learn from that choice. If you don't breathe, eventually you die. If you breathe back in your own exhaled air, you're going to die. Make the choice. Make the choice. What do you mean, make the choice? I'm going to breathe if I can't, not if you decide not to. So don't tell me you don't have a choice. You have alternatives. And what you may say is, I didn't have a different alternative, so that's cheating, Hatton. You didn't give me another alternative. Oh, yes, I did. You could have refused to breathe. You chose to go on. And someday you're going to get to the point where you know exactly what I mean. And it won't be humorous or anything. Drum will say, well, man, I can think here I would have liked to do this, but I didn't have an alternative. Oh, yes, you did. Oh, yes, you did.
Amen.